News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's our Monday United Way of the Brazos Valley update. Allison and Lindsay are here. And Allison, what are we talking about this week?
Yeah, this week we're excited because we have results from our year one of our Community Impact Grants year end report. So this is where our partners that we work with through our 21 agencies that we work with, as part of their funding, we ask that they provide a year end report to us. And this report tells us a little bit about how funds have been used. Now, it tells about the programs that we've helped fund. And so we're not the only funder to a lot of these programs. They use funding from a lot of different sources. But we are one of the funders. And so we ask for them to report back to us on some great information. This is just year one of a 3-year grant. So we're very early. This is the first time that we've ever required this advanced of a report from our agencies. And so we're just starting to get some of those nuggets. So while we don't have much information, a whole lot of information yet, we're starting to get that, and we're hoping to build year after year on this information.
So, and the reason for doing this?
It's so that we can better communicate how we're creating an impact. For 61 years that United Way has been here, our purpose has been to support nonprofits in our community and to support community needs. And it's difficult for us to say continue to support us community if we can't say exactly how we're going about supporting other agencies. And so by being able to communicate this back to those that are giving to us, it's we can justify what we are doing and how we're making a difference in our community. It's not just about the number of clients served, but about the changes in their lives and the way that we're changing community needs in our community.
All right, Lindsay, what time period are we covering here?
So we're talking about results from July 1st of 2013 all the way up to June 30th of 2014. And we're talking about 21 partner agencies that we funded throughout that time and their work in financial stability, education, and health. So across those three, we've got some really exciting numbers. In all of our agencies, we served over 47,000 clients just through those 21 partner agencies. And within each of those areas, for education, one of our focus areas has been increasing high school success. So talking about agencies like Navasota Education Foundation, Boys and Girls Club of Robertson County, Grimes County 4-H, those agencies making an impact towards increasing high school success, kindergarten readiness, things like that. Particularly, some really exciting numbers for high school graduates. 75% of those graduates are intending to go on to a 2-year or 4-year college or vocational training program. So that's a really good number that 75% of those impacted are kind of making next steps to move their career or their future forward. And in financial stability, we've got lots of agencies working in this area because financial stability is so pivotal to everything that we do. Salvation Army, Red Cross, Sunshine Outreach Center, Habitat for Humanity, Family Promise. I mean, a lot of our agencies are working in this area. And just for safety net services like food and shelter, clothing, transportation, over 20,000 clients were served during that time frame. So some very exciting numbers on getting people the help that they need for emergency services and safety net services. And then for financial coaching, we work one-on-one to improve financial stability for our low to moderate income clients. In year one, almost 30% of the clients received employment or salary increases, or they obtained a promotion. So some very exciting numbers with that, too, that 30% of those clients are, again, taking steps for their future and kind of building on that financial stability, allowing them to make even more steps, you know, towards homeownership or increasing emergency savings. And then lastly, in health, we have preventative services. We have access to health services for low-income and high-risk or uninsured clients, improving positive outcomes. And over 9,000 clients just were served across the board for all of those services, the preventative, the access, and increasing healthy behavior. 50% of those clients that were treated made steps towards positive outcomes. And those are measured by clinical standards of care. So we don't even set those positive outcomes. Those are set by our agencies and agencies like Health for All or Prenatal Clinic, Aggieland Pregnancy Outreach. Those are the clients that they're serving that are making those positive steps.
Some great numbers by Lindsay for those who are just driving and just hearing them and want to learn more information, want to maybe dive into the details a little bit. Allison, where will this be available?
We're in the process of developing the report right now and putting the finishing touches on it. Our agencies are coming together tomorrow, and we're going to talk this over with them and share this information. So this is really cutting-edge information. We're really just announcing it today. So we're going to be finishing that report, and we'll have that on our website when we're ready to put that out. So it might be another couple weeks while we finish putting the details and the touches on it, but we'll have it on our website here in the next few weeks that's y'all's website, UWBV.org.
And one other thing I want to take out of what Lindsay was talking about is she mentioned partner agencies. A reminder that United Way of the Brazos Valley with the V as opposed to county with the C.
Absolutely. We serve all seven counties. So what, we have a handful of agencies that are not physically located in Bryan College Station, and a handful of our agencies that are located in Bryan College Station that serve all different counties. So we try to make sure that we serve as much of the seven county region as we can. We didn't have agencies that applied from every single county, so that's something that we're looking at in the future, is how do we expand but also sustain our funding, things like that. But yeah, we do represent all seven counties of our Brazos Valley region, and each of the agencies selected, when they were going through this application process, they selected where they were going to be working. And that's how the agencies kind of broke down where they are, is that it was about where are they working in that area, and how can our support help complement that.
Again, and what Lindsay reported on was fiscal year 14 ending in June 30th. So how are things going in the current campaigns?
Current campaign is going along very well. We're still, of course, looking for support in the future, and we'll have more results after the first of the year. It's very early in our campaign right now, so we don't have a lot of results of our efforts, but we're out there raising funds all the time, talking to people, letting people know how they can invest in United Way so that we can invest in the community. We had a board meeting a couple weeks ago, our board of directors, and they're talking about the future quite a bit these days, and we're at the beginning of a five-year strategic planning process. And so over the next 10 months or so, we're going to be having some pretty detailed conversations, both internally as well as externally, and turning outward and talking to our community about, this is where we have been working. Is this still where we need to be focused? How can we do better? How do we invest more wisely and for greater, really maximum impact for that kind of thing? So we're really looking to the future right now, and this is a great step. Having some results from our partners is a great step for us to be able to build in the future.
Again, United Way of the Brazos Valley, UWBV.org for more information. Thanks again to Allison and Lindsay for the update here on News Talk 1620 WTAW.